Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furuno and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling on Main Street and at 907-772-2900, open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
Well, good morning and welcome to Tradio. This is Hannah Flora, and I'm joined here in Studio One by Chris Weiss.
Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning. Thanks for being here. Our phone lines are open. You can call us at 907-772-3808. We'll get you on the air. In the meantime, what do you have going on over at the library, Chris?
Kind of the usual culprits at the moment, although there is a new class that is starting today. There should be the robotics. It should be right there.
Robotics for kids. I have it right here. And this has been kind of off and on for a few months now.
Right.
But it's a three-part class, right?
Yes.
And it is from 2:30 to 4:30. It is quite popular. I tried to sign my daughter up for it last time, and it was already full. So if you're interested, maybe jump in there as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Yes, and I did not look to see if it was full or not right now. So you just go to psglib.org, and you can get on and registered if there is space available before we open. You don't have to call.
And this is a robotics class where kids are using Legos to make little robots, and they don't have to be necessarily interested in computers or robots to have fun with this, let me tell you.
Exactly.
It seems like it's a lot of fun. All right, we're going to take a pause in the library stuff and get to our first caller, who is on line one.
Good morning. It's Sue Erickson calling.
Good morning.
Hi. We are breaking down the workstations here at Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, and if there's anybody that needs a desk, we have one very old bookshelf, or that old Sears counter, which is fabulous, and I just hate to take it to the dump, but if nobody... Oh, we've got a nice credenza, too. If no one wants them, I hate to tell you, it all goes to the dump this afternoon. So, desks, a couple of credenzas, a bookshelf, and the Sears counter.
All right. If people are interested, can they just pop by? Is somebody there right now?
Yep. We're breaking down right now.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Do you have a contact number in case somebody wants to call to make sure a specific thing is there before they go?
Absolutely. That would be 772-3858.
3858. Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, and another caller here on line two. You're on the air.
Good morning, Chris and Hannah. It's Sally calling from the Sons of Norway.
Hi,
good
Sally.
Good morning.
It's Bingo Friday. So
yes,
if you're not in or going out fishing, come on and play bingo with the gang.
And can you remind us? I remember you had a specific snack for tonight, but I can't remember what it is.
It's a 9-layer Mexican dip.
That's right. Yeah. All right.
It's not a layer. It's the 9-layer.
Right. Going the extra mile.
Yeah, and then I went the lesser mile and bought cupcakes.
All right. Right, the St. Patty's Day cupcakes.
They're cute little St. Patrick's Day, yeah.
Right, okay.
Tonight at 6 o'clock, the doors open, and bingo starts at 7. It's pretty nice time to spend on Friday night with your chums. We have free popcorn and coffee. We have pop available and candy, and we have a light lunch we serve at the mid-break. So it's a good evening.
Okay, that sounds good. You also want to talk about your Muskeg Malarears event?
I do. I was just switching hats. Okay. We do have 19 people signed up. We have one empty space left before we start our wait list.
Okay.
And we'll pretty much probably clear at least 4 or 5 off the wait list, because we did do our woodcutter, Judy, cut us a lot of wood, and we've already backgrounded it all. And we'll have patterns on the wood, and we provide the brushes and the paint, and, of course, the libations, whether it's alcoholic or non-alcoholic. We'll also have some savories and sweets on the table. You can take a little break and roll your shoulders and go have a nosh.
And can you tell us what time that's happening at?
That is Saturday, March 9th, from 2 to 4. The cost for the day is $40. It includes all supplies and snacks.
Okay. And if folks have never painted before, is this something they're going to be able to do?
We've designed it so that it's got simpler motifs in it rather than the heavy shading and that kind of stuff. And it's pretty much something anybody can do after their first glass of wine.
Many things
release
fall into
those
that category.
Inhibitions,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds delightful. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sally.
Give a call at 518-0601 or Polly a call at 518-0866.
Okay. You got that, Chris?
Yes.
Okay.
I do now.
All right. Thanks for calling, Sally. All right, I think we lost her.
Yeah, I think we did.
All right, back to the library. I see that there's also a watercolor class with Pia Riley that's happening.
Yes, that's coming up in March, the beginning of March. In fact, March 1st. Yes, next Friday.
March is next Friday.
Yes, I know.
That's kind of unbelievable.
I know. And I there are, as of yesterday, there were still spaces left. So I, again, encourage you to either go online and register or call the library and register. Just a reminder, any classes with fees, if you do not pay the fee when you register, you may not be in the class. You need to pay either at the time you register or within a couple days. Otherwise, you will be removed from the class and someone else will get that space.
Yeah. Okay. Good reminder. And that is happening. It starts Friday, March 1st, and it's from 6 until 9 p.m. And then it's on Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday from 10 to 2. And it's $125. And again, that is starting March 1st on Friday. And I'm sure there are other events at the library.
There's another class with Ashley on tomorrow. And on the 28th, and I really do not know the status of those classes right now. Usually they fill up pretty quickly. So again, you can go online, and if you have any questions, you can always call Kari at 772-3349, and I believe she's extension 4.
And those are, again, for making enamel earrings with Ashley Laura. And looks like it's for adults and teens. I think when I talked to her last time, she said 16 and up, because they are using a blowtorch.
Yes, they are using, yes. And so it's nice to have somebody that's a little older.
Yeah, and you can assess whether or not you think your teen is blowtorch ready.
Yes.
Okay, we've got a caller here on line one. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Dan O'Neill.
Hi.
I've got a couple king salmon left to sell, if anybody's interested. They're $12 a pound. I'm in the Middle Harbor. Phone number is 907-772-2866.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Dan.
Okay, you bet.
Bye. Bye. Okay, well, our phone lines are empty. In the meantime, do you want to do a quick rundown?
Oh, already. Okay, time flies. Sue called from Petersburg Insurance. They are breaking down workstations right as we speak. They're going to have an old bookshelf, a Sears counter, credenzas, desks available. And if you do not come and pick them up today while they are doing this, they unfortunately will go to the dump. You can contact Sue if you have any questions or to make sure something is still there before you go down by calling 907-772-3858. Sally called. It's Bingo Friday at the Suns. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. You need to be 19 years old or older to play. Tonight's snack is 9-layer Mexican dip along with St. Patrick Day cupcakes early.
In anticipation.
Get you in the mood. Yep. Get you in the mood. Free popcorn and coffee, and then they also have pop and candy available. Also, the Muskeg Moliers are doing their sip and paint on Saturday, March 9th. It's from 2 to 4 p.m. It's $40 for all the brushes, paint, libations, savories, and sweets. That sounds like there's about one space left before they start working on the waiting list to get into that class. You can call Polly at 907-518-0866 or Sally at 907-518-0610. We just heard from Dan. He has some king salmon for sale, $12 a pound. He is in the Middle Harbor, and you can contact him. Was that a 518 number? I think so.
I think, yes, it is.
Yes, and that is 907-518-2610. 518-2866.
Maybe just a little reminder about the guidelines of radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. Yes.
It's buy, sell, or trade.
Buy, sell, or trade.
And for nonprofits.
Nonprofits, yes. And this sounds like, yeah.
Yeah, if you are a business that is selling something, we don't actually take calls on the radio for Tradio. So that includes folks who have fishing boats or are selling any other product that they generally sell and not just like a used item.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
I have that number here for Polly and for...
Oh, okay. Yep.
For Sally.
Oh, 601. Okay.
And I reread those Muskeg Mallarier numbers.
Yes. Okay. I guess I didn't quite have them. Usually I repeat, and I think she was on Polly's number by the time I got the first one down. Okay, so for the Moliers and their sip and paint class, Polly's number is 907-518-0866. And Sally's number is the one that I think I got a little wrong there, is 907-518-0601.
Okay, and we've got another caller here on line one.
Good morning, Dave Berg calling.
Morning, Dave.
Hi, good morning. See, I'm calling about the Petersburg Rotary Club this morning and our youth exchange program. Sarah, who is in school, she's our inbound student from Hungary. Her goal this year is to collect enough money for ShelterBox, the international relief organization that provides shelter to communities and families in need. She's trying to make a goal of collecting enough for one shelter box this year. And so this is a yearly thing that we talk about at the Rotary Club with our inbound students and for them to help, like volunteer and raise money for a fund that they don't usually do in their home country. So I'm going out to the community today to say that there's a couple of ways to contribute to this. One would be to write a check to the Petersburg Rotary Club. Just write Shelter Box on the memo line and send it to PO Box 1172. And it'll get in the fund for Shelter Box, which there's big needs now in Palestine and other places around the world where people have been separated from their homes. Another option, there's a donate button on our PetersburgRotary.org website. You could drop a check off to Bennett at Anchor Properties down on Main Street, and she'll get it in the mix for credit to Sarah and her Shelter Box program.
All right, and do we have a phone number in case anybody wants to get in touch with you or has questions?
Yeah, sure can. It's 518-1199.
Okay.
And of course, we add 907 to all of those numbers.
Yep. Okay.
Secondly, I'm trying to gauge the interest of the community in having a second Rotary Youth Exchange kid come to Petersburg this next year. Typically, we've had one. Occasionally, we've had an overlap of kids that arrive in December or arrive in January versus August. But we have an opportunity to not only bring one student to Petersburg, but a second student next year. And although this may come as a surprise to some club members, what I'm trying to do, I found out the other day that there is a Rotary Club in Alaska that is not in a position to host kids, but they will help sponsor the cost of having a kid. That's an internal cost of our local Rotary Club, not necessarily one of a community member. But what we're looking for is host families. So if you have ever shown an interest or wanted an interest in being a host family for Rotary, give me a call. Let me know.
Okay.
Or speak to another Rotarian about it. There's also information on our website about becoming a host family. This would be for a period of 3 or 4 months sometime this next fall.
3 or 4 months next fall. Okay, wonderful.
Next fall, or excuse me, next year anyway.
Okay.
Between August and June of 2025.
Okay, for the full next school year. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounds good. Well, thanks for calling.
Sure, you bet. All right. Take care.
All right. Did you make it all the way through that rundown before we had another call?
Yes.
All right.
We did. So Dave was the last one calling in.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furunu and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling, on Main Street and at 907-772-2900. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.